Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with the three-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. We are live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And we are brought to you by AutoZone. They've got the free services that you need to help get you back on the road, like their free AutoZone Fix Finder service with over 5,600 locations nationally. AutoZone is here to help you save time and money, because that's precious, with their free services. Getting the job done just got easier. Restrictions apply. Get in the zone. AutoZone, the Hall of Famer Rod Woodson will join us at the bottom of the hour. And we saw some gaffes defensively, particularly in the defensive backfield. And he's one of the best defensive backs ever. We'll get his perspective on that and so much more. But Rob, we saw what may be the last game of Tom Brady's career,
Chris, we just heard that sound. If you listen to that sound, because remember we talked about this last week. You know, like one day you wake up, Chris, and it's like, I should be going to my kids' ball games. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
I should be doing dad stuff, and I'm selfish, and I've played this long career, and maybe it's time, you know what I mean, to it just sounded kind of...
I don't think most guys get to that point because they don't play that. You know what I mean?
Right,
retiring at
not
36. 20,
right.
Right, 44. I hear you. Rob, I feel like Brady, and we're going to get into the game and all that, but I feel like he wants to play. But like you just said, I mean, he's got the pulls from his family. And I don't know what it's like when your dad is a professional football player, but... You know, is he spending all week? Because obviously it's just one game a week, but is he spending all week pretty much all day studying film. You know what I mean? I mean, looking at, like, so I don't know. Does he not, what type of time he has or doesn't have for his kids, you know?
Right. Let's listen to the sound one more time, Chris, and then we'll get into the game. But just listen to this.
I have kids now too, you know, and I care about them a lot as well. They've been my biggest supporters. My wife is my biggest supporter. It pains her to see me get hit out there. And, you know, she deserves what she needs from me as a husband. My kids deserve what they need from me as a dad.
Look, I think the wife, Giselle, is saying, look, Tom, I mean, what is there left to do?
Right. Other than you getting hurt.
Right.
Other than you getting seriously hurt.
You've been fortunate to not have a serious injury. You've played 22 years or whatever it is. Let's get out. You proved you could win without Belichick. I mean, remember she had made the comment about Belichick not treating him properly. So it's like you got away from him and won it without him. You've won the divorce. Like, and Rob, here's the thing. I don't think Tampa Bay, I mean, they're going to lose some guys.
Oh, no. Right. You know, you remember, so, they brought back all 22 starters. Right. That ain't happening. Right.
Yeah. So I don't
and
know.
And I think Gronk will retire,
like,
Chris.
Year.
I think he'll
really?
Retire. Yeah, I do.
Yeah. I mean, he's done it once, obviously. And yeah, it's just, I do think Brady really wants to play. I think he's, you know, his competitive drive is as great as ever. But, and it's tough, Rob. We've seen a few guys do it, but I think it's tough to leave when you've got stuff left in the tank. But here's the thing. When we saw it with Peyton Manning, Rob, it comes quickly. Remember Peyton Manning's last year, he was a shell of himself. The year before that, he was very good.
And just like
that,
over one season.
So you never know if you're Brady. And you'd hate to get into the, you know, early in the season, Rob, four games in and realize, I don't have it anymore.
Right.
You look bad, you know in your mind. You're not that good anymore, but
I still think it comes down to what you said earlier, which is more so, Chris, or what his wife would be saying. Right. Get out while you still have your health. Like, what is? There's nothing else to gain here.
No, not if he had won. If let's say he had hypothetically won the Super Bowl this year or wins it next year,
it would have been.
Does
easier.
It add anything?
No,
I mean,
no.
His legacy is like ridiculous. It's just
it's pretty much set.
Yeah. Well, it's, I mean. You know, like, it's just, there's nothing, absolutely nothing left to prove.
But you don't want to get snapped in two, right, other than getting hurt, seriously.
And quickly, before I know you want to get into Brady, the year before, Peyton's second to last year, Rob, 39 touchdowns, 4,700 yards passing.
And then the next year,
nine touchdowns, 17 picks.
He was benched during that year.
Yeah, 2,200 yards passing. So, that's how quickly it can happen. It was still like, he's at the top of his game, right? He's looking great. And then all of a sudden he falls off. So, yeah, I don't think he wants to retire, Rob, but it might be the smart move, the best move.
I thought yesterday was just a typical Brady, and I know a lot of people were watching, and all the Brady minions, I know, because, Chris, you were excited when he tied the game, and everybody. And
well, that
was
like, my pick, you know?
No, yeah. I know. I'm just saying, when he tied it, because they shouldn't have been in that game. You even text later, like, the Bucs didn't deserve to win game.
I mean, I wasn't even, Rob, right. And you know how we are. When you make a pick.
You want your pick to be right,
to be right,
but you were watching it.
I wasn't even upset. Right. Like, when they lost, it was just like, they didn't deserve. Yeah, I would have been hyped if they had won it, but it was like, they didn't deserve that. They were totally stealing that game.
Totally. And that's what happens. And they needed the Rams to do what they did, Chris. I mean, four fumbles? I don't even know, Rob G. Did anybody ever make a – did they make Chris or talk about the last time a playoff team fumbled, lost four fumbles in a game?
Nah, it was – I mean, and even if you want to give them credit for the three fumbles by Kupp and Cam Akers, Cooper Kupp.
Right.
The snap over Stafford's head or to his right, you know, when he wasn't even looking.
Right.
That is just total a blunder on the Rams' part. And then here's the other thing, Rob. Matt Gay, who obviously kicked the game-winning field goal, he missed a 47-yarder earlier, Rob. Short. I can't remember the last time I saw a 47-yard kick short unless it was terrible when, you know, weather conditions.
And don't forget, one of those fumbles too, Chris, was right before the first half ended
at
the 1 yard line.
Yep.
That they should have been up 27-3. That game would have been over. I mean, it was just a comedy of errors. But Brady's luck finally ran out because Brady has had so many situations where it's worked out for him and teams have collapsed, folded. Now, obviously, he has to finish the job, Chris, they turn it over to him. But the Rams gave him a chance to tie the game, and they could have easily been, say, you know, they don't get the field goal that Stafford got at the end, and it goes into overtime. You don't get the ball. Brady throws a touchdown, and you lose. That it could have been easy.
Look, if they had stopped – I mean, I'm going to tell you this. Once they tied it up, I thought they were going to win the game.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean,
you had
a little
feel,
concerned because 42 seconds left is, you know, as you said, we've seen it. That's enough time for a guy to get in field goal range. So I was a little concerned about that, but I felt like they're going to win it. They're going to get it to overtime. They got all the momentum, and it's going to be the Super Bowl, they were down 28-3 in the third quarter. Like, this to me almost felt more improbable than the Super Bowl when they came back on Atlanta.
Right.
It probably wasn't, but maybe I was just in the moment yesterday. But maybe it was the way it was happening, too. It was the fumbles left and right. And,
right.
You know, the
and
Rams were making. It was
ridiculous. Self-induced, right. And okay, so Rob G just sent me this note, Chris. According to Elias Sports Bureau research, the only team to lose a 24-point lead in a playoff game and still win was the Chargers in 1981.
Yeah. Miami? Was that Miami?
Was that that game?
That was a classic game.
I watched that game in the heat of Miami. And Kellen
Winslow. Oh, you were
Winslow,
in Miami?
No. I meant watched.
You
oh,
know, yeah,
like
yeah,
the,
yeah, yeah, yeah. Because I was going to say, I was a kid.
But I watched that game, and I remember Kellen Winslow walking off the field, Chris, with smoke, you know, the moisture coming off his body.
Right.
Like, it was so hot and humid down there for that game. And the Rams became the first team to win a playoff game after losing four or more fumbles since the 1975 Steelers in the AFC Championship. So that doesn't happen. You have to go all the way back to 1975.
Right.
And they were able to win. But I really think, like, this should be it for Brady. I think Brady, you know, like, he's been fortunate. He's had a great career. You know, he's been awful lucky. You know, take the sign. Your luck ran out this time, partner. You know? Pack up your bags and decide, like, I don't want to get hurt. I don't want to go out like that. No one's going to be mad at you. You know what? Actually.
No, not at all.
And Chris, the way he went out, with tying the game, you know what I mean? Like, it's not like he went out and they got dropped 45-3. Your lasting memory is Brady actually tying the game in a game they had no business tying.
Right, absolutely. Like, you, even though he certainly wasn't at his best, and, you know, he didn't play a great game, Stafford outplayed him, he got him in position to win. You won't look at that and say, oh, Brady was horrible. I mean, he threw for 329, threw the tying touchdown?
Right.
The 50-yarder beat Jalen Ramsey. So, and just what he did this regular season, Rob, like, this is as close as it gets to going out on top without winning a Super Bowl. You know,
I don't think it's a bad exit, Chris. It's wouldn't be a bad exit.
Nope.
And you could also use the whole, Bucks are changing from what they were.
Absolutely.
Losing a lot of people. I don't want to rebuild or start over. We had a good team. Everybody's kind of moved on and things are going. Yep. If Gronk retires and some of these other guys leave for better offers, you know what I mean?
AB's like, gone. Well, AB, God, right. Will be gone. Who knows what'll happen with him? Rob, it's and that's the thing. Like, I only think, which is completely understandable, I think it'd be the case with anybody at that age, he only wants to play for a Super Bowl. And I just don't know that, I mean, it doesn't look like Tampa Bay is going to be in position to really seriously compete for one next year.
Right.
And so why, like, it would be, and we talked about it. I mean, as much as I like Brady, I don't want to see him play till he's 50.
No, I don't either.
And I wouldn't want to see, not because it'll it obviously won't taint his legacy, or not even because I like him and I don't want to see him look bad. It just wouldn't, it would just feel like if he's out there playing next year, Rob, and they're, you know, 8-9 and, you know, he's okay, but he's just, you know, decent.
You don't want to do that.
You
don't want to do that.
Yeah,
right. They won 13 games this year. They were in the playoffs. They went to the second round. And they almost pulled out a miracle win and whatnot. So that would be good. Let me just give you this, Chris, one more thing about that 1981. The 1981, I was that playoff game. The epic
was against
Miami.
Yeah,
against
that was
Miami.
Epic.
In addition to his blocked field goal, Kellen Winslow, who was a great, he's a Hall of Fame wide receiver, Chris. You remember him, right?
Yep.
Everybody does.
Yep.
Recorded an NFL playoff record, 13 receptions for 166 yards and a touchdown. Now, back then, that was a lot of...
Oh, yeah, man.
13 in one game was a lot. Was a lot, okay?
Right,
and he had numerous injuries during the game. And during the game, he also was treated for a pinched nerve in his shoulder, dehydration, severe cramps, and a gash of his on his lower lip that required stitches. It was an epic, epic battle. One of the great...
It was 41-38, wasn't it? 41-38 was the score. And I remember, Rob, Tony Nathan. Remember the running back for Miami?
I do.
And he had like over 100 big game receiving, you know, 100 yards or something receiving, played big in that comeback. So,
Game. You should watch it. If you ever have a free, you know, Saturday or something, you're not doing anything, watch that. That was an
epic
game.
That's when men
were
men back then. All right, 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Simple as this. Do you think Tom Brady should hang it up? Should that be his last game? And what'd you think of the way it ended? Your turn to weigh in with the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
He's Mike Harmon. I'm Dan Byer. We have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. Twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup, sits, starts, fantasy football players' rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Byer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit ExpressPros.com today.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at CedarPoint.com.
I had a glizzy in my mouth.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And real credit card questions require real people. You know, those that understand your issues and work with you to resolve them. That's why Discover offers helpful, U.S.-based representatives who are available 24/7. Discover, exception common sense, 877-99 on Fox. Should Tom Brady call it quits after that dramatic loss on
Sir?
Thank you, brother.
Yes.
No way, no how Tom Brady is ever going to get to another Super Bowl.
Where'd I hear that from?
That's right. Absolutely. You're on his motivational tape. What are you talking about?
Right.
I know, right.
Now, guys, I think he should ask for a pay raise after this season. He's probably not going to get the MVP, though he had every stat that says MVP. He overperformed. I mean, he played better than any 44-year-old, any 24-year-old quarterback played this season. Done. Everybody had already dug a hole for him. And he just did what Tom Brady does best. You know, yes, he got some great breaks to put him in the position to do it, but he took advantage of those breaks.
Yeah, and I don't think he's just going to stay for a payday. I mean,
nah.
No. They had some great pickups, you know, and I thought they were done after last season. And, yeah. And they had the defensive acquisitions that put them in the position.
Don, yes or no answer. Does Big Papi get into the Hall of Fame tomorrow? Yes or no?
Hey, guys. Appreciate the time. Great show.
Thank you.
I haven't really been discussed has been the issue of Tom Brady's brand and how prolonging a career with the risk factors of Super Bowl could impact his brand. And yet this guy is going to transition a post-player career or whatever he's going to do. He's obviously, you know, beyond wealthy, but it's the image that people will remember for decades, for generations. If you think about him, he's this robotic, like, just absolute cream of crop, every discipline, his standard, all of that stuff, right? And I actually think it's not about his skills, in my opinion. It's about the risk factors around these of other teams, the cap, whatever it might be, that create a risk that he wouldn't have a phenomenal Super Bowl-type winning season.
Right.
And I think he can say, look, not only am I the best quarterback in the history of the game and my standards are high, I'm also the smartest quarterback. Evaluate and I price risk. I'm a smart guy, and I just think that that's going to be a lot more valuable to his brand.
Yeah, it's not about money. Right.
Right.
No, I think you're making great points, Rob. Never seen would be huge. I mean, Mayweather. Never seen him lose. Now, we remember Roy, how good you covered boxing, Rob. Yep. You remember how great Roy Jones was?
Yeah, I was covering fights when he was fighting.
Right. He was like Floyd, undefeated, or, you know, he lost one disqualification.
And then he started getting beat around.
Right. And we don't look at him the same, even though we remember how great he was, to be said for that. Rob, here's the thing. Brady has very little to gain from coming back.
That
we said it. Even if he wins the Super Bowl.
That's it in a statement. There's very little, but there's more damage that could be done injury-wise, Chris, and the way people look at you. Let's squeeze Thomas in from Iowa real quick. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Thomas?
Hey, what's up, y'all?
What's up?
Just watching that game, I was astonished just like how bad the defense was playing that day. Like, Brady put an amazing second half, and Stafford, all Stafford's passes, any quarterback, even that Titans quarterback, Tannehill would have made them throws.
It was amazing.
He was so wide open.
I think that his wife might be making the decision. I think that will be his biggest regret. Like, he can easily play another 1 or 2 years, but if Byron Leftwich takes that job in Jacksonville, like, who's going to be the old coordinator? Like, we saw Arians call the offense the first year, and it wasn't very good that first half.
Right, they had to switch up. Yeah, I just think that I do think, Rob, I said it, I think he wants to play, and I think if he doesn't play, there is going to be a big part of him that, you know, feels maybe a little certain, or some way about it, some kind of way about it. Let's put it that way.
I just think, but for the first time in listening to Brady's post game, he always says he wants to play, Chris, and he just didn't say that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like when did he ever like talk about his kids and his wife? And I got to get my wife. No, it was always.
Well, they probably
about,
put more and more pressure. You know what I mean?
The older he gets, that's what I'm saying. I agree.
Enough. And I don't know what the boys, I mean, are they like, hey, we love our dad playing football? I don't know what it's like, but I tell you this, it goes fast, Rob. I have two 23-year-old daughters now. The time when they're kids goes fast, and you want to try to enjoy it. So
when I first met your daughters.
You met them, they were babies.
They were babies at like Disneyland. Remember
exactly. NABJ was at Disney World.
It was in Disney World in Orlando, and I remember them as two little girls, and now they're young women.
They were like 2 years old, maybe.
Right. That's what I'm trying to tell you. That's how long ago when I met them originally. Crazy.
That's right. All right, we got our man Rob Woodson coming up, but first.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
One of our favorite people, the Hall of Famer,
Rod
Woodson, joins us. And Rod, welcome to the Odd Couple. How you doing, bro?
How are you, my brother from another mother?
We are doing great, me and Chris, man. Some great football over the weekend. Can you remember, Rod, like games ending the way that they did and what we got to watch?
No, it was exciting football. But if you're a defensive fan, absolutely awful football.
I was going to ask you.
Chris said you had to be pissed.
Like, as a defensive back?
like Rob, we just mentioned it, the Bucs. Stafford was throwing to wide-open receivers with nobody around them. I mean, there was nobody. What was that?
That looked like flag football. I didn't understand it. I didn't get it. I mean, it's fun and exciting to watch because you get to last second plays and all that stuff. But at the end of the day, you still gotta play fundamentally sound football. I don't know what defense coordinators are calling anymore, and I don't know how defensive backs even play anymore because they didn't look like they even covered anybody.
Yeah, what was more? I mean, they both were egregious. I was going to ask you about the Antoine Winfield Jr., him getting beat by Cooper Kupp. In that situation, I just – what was he thinking? Go ahead. Just stay there.
First of all, what was – I just don't – you know, I love Todd Bowles. What was Todd doing?
Right.
Calling that defense, putting him in that situation. And then while he's in that situation, he's playing at – 7 yards outside shade, and he just didn't even backpedal. I mean, Cooper Kupp got on him in about a second and a half, if that.
Yep.
And he just threw it up.
I'm
an advocate of making them work for it.
and not giving them opportunities to make big plays on the offense and putting their DBs or your players in this bad situation. Not saying that, you know, obviously Todd Bowles is an outstanding coach. I think he should be a head coach in the National Football League.
It might have cost him a chance at a job, that performance.
Him and Leslie Frazier.
I'm dead serious, Rod. Right. Both of those were...
Yeah, and I was just surprised, you know. And then Leslie, you know, my question is it all Leslie? Is does Sean McDermott have an influence? Is he making calls inside of the helmet, you know, during the game? Or is it or Leslie's making all those calls? Because that last drive was incredibly crazy. I just couldn't believe that 13 seconds you can get down there.
Right,
in two plays.
I think they thought it was over. But I think Buffalo thought it was over. I feel like. I think that's why they didn't squib
it. But you can't play like that, Chris, because it ain't over till it's double zeros on the clock. I just and now let me ask you this, though, Rob. Should they have squib kicked it to eat 5-6 seconds off of it rather than kick it into the end zone, right?
We were talking that today. You know, right now I'm in L.A. Coaching in the NFLPA Collegiate Bowl. Mm-hmm. And we as coaches were talking about it. That's the one mistake that they made. They should have squib kicked it so time would go off the clock as soon as it hits the ground. The ball hits the ground. The clock would start running. And it wouldn't be 13 seconds. It would have been six seconds left on the clock.
Right.
So, yes, we definitely talked about that. We thought that was a huge mistake. And, you know, you can't get that stuff back.
Rod, there's some great defensive backs out there. But is there something – do you think defensive backs are being coached differently now? Or, like, because we see guys getting burned left and right. Obviously,
left
they can't tackle.
Right.
I understand they can't tackle because they don't really hit in practice.
Right, because they want to hit people and they don't want to tackle. Right.
But what is wrong with the coverage today?
Let's just say this. So, look at the game against the Rams and the 49ers, and we got the best corner in the National Football League right now in Jalen Ramsey.
Right.
The receiver's at the top of the numbers. He's inside the receiver instead of being outside the receiver, and then he backpedals. As he backpedals and open up and gives him a free release, it's an easy throw and catch. And, you know, if you look at it, even though they won the game, Adams is not a real fast guy.
Right.
He got on top of him in like five strides.
Yep.
Those type of things, it just, that's fundamentally flawed the way they're playing. And for me, it's, I'm just so disappointed in the way I see defensive backs play nowadays. And some of it is being taught, and most of it is being accepted. And, you know, you're complicit one way or another. If you're either teaching it or you're allowing it to happen. So either way, it still comes back down to the coaches saying, no, I need you to be fundamentally sound. You have to do it a different way.
Now, Rod, the Green Bay game, obviously Aaron Rodgers didn't play great. He didn't have a great day. But the special teams, how does that happen? I mean, they had two big special teams play. That killed them in that game. What is that? Is that just
they've been talking about it all year.
Right.
And it keeps happening.
Right.
I don't know. Right. You know, not being in the building. You know, there's simple plays. Obviously, the one that got blocked, it was a low snap, and the punter took more than one step to get rid of the football.
Which
you cannot do when he's backed up like that. So the low snap didn't help him. He took almost kind of a step and a half to get it off, and it got blocked. The blocked field goal, they just split the difference. I haven't seen the outside guy block that field goal in a couple years. So that, I was really surprised that that happened. Normally the field goal blocks come in from the interior part of the defensive front.
Not from the outside.
Yeah, it's very rare that you see that happen.
Rod, what do you think Tom Brady, I mean, none of us know what he's going to do. Rob and I were just talking. If Tampa's going to lose a lot of their guys and really not have a great chance to get to the Super Bowl, we don't really understand why Brady. We know he's competitive. I think he wants to play.
He should probably
But I don't know what he
quit.
Gains from it. Even if he wins another Super Bowl,
if Gronk don't come back, Godwin don't come back, Jensen don't come back, he ain't coming back.
All right. Because there's no way I see him going anywhere else. You don't see him going anywhere else, right?
No, he'd retire. I don't see him going anywhere else. But I do think that he likes Tampa, I would think, right? I think he likes the system. But if he's not going to have any players there to throw the ball to and to succeed the way he wants to succeed and play at a level that he wants to play, why? I mean, he's accomplished too much in his life, and his standard is too high to allow anything else to happen.
The only reason he would stay in Tampa is for the early bird special. Other than that, right? This makes no sense.
Well, the retirement homes, the over 50 retirement communities are down there. So
he's only a few years away.
That's right.
That's what I'm saying. So he can buy a place down there. He'd be chilling.
All right, Rod. We appreciate you, man. Thank you, buddy, for the time.
All right, man. I appreciate you, fellas.
All right, bro. Peace. This radio game show in the country is next. Sources say, keep it locked. Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
All right, it's the Odd Couple coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And if you're a value customer, you deserve a simple gesture of appreciation from your credit card company. And that's why Discover matches all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations apply. It's time for Sources Say.
Check.
Everybody hear me?
My sources say these two have been covering sports for nearly three decades apiece.
I will say this.
Let's put the Big J journalist to the test.
It's Sources Say.
That's right. It is Sources Say, the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio segment. We put Chris and Rob's combined, what is it, like 106 years of journalism experience?
That's right. I got an extra year. Just started my 59th year in the business.
That's right. You know, they keep hyping up that they're part of NABJ, that they're fathers of NABJ. We're going to find out.
I don't know about this segment.
You know how this segment works. All these stories sound a little bit real. They all sound a little bit fake. It's up to you guys to tell me which sources are bad. So let's get to it, shall we? Story number one. My sources say that former boxing champion Sugar Ray Leonard has filed a small claims lawsuit against Peloton, the home biking, the machine, seeking damages after he injured his ankle riding the bike. And it's unknown exactly what he's looking for. But he is filing a small claims lawsuit. Rob Parker, are my sources good?
Somebody is, but it can't be Sugar Ray. I just a small claims? Like, what does he want, $89 back?
Right.
I would do that, Rob, for
$89. I would do it back. I'd do it for $8 or $9. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I'm going to say false, too. I think it's somebody, but not Sugar Ray.
You sit on a throne of lies.
Good job.
You just completely
made
that up.
Because I watched Billions.
What is going on in the mind of Rob?
Rob G, what are you doing? You got a baby, you got a wife, and you're making up stories?
I watch Billions, and the guy has a heart attack on a Peloton, so made me think about something with Peloton.
We just finished Billions, my wife and I.
Well, they just started. They're on season six now. Yeah.
They started a new one? Okay.
But see, the difference, Rob G, is Chris and his wife were counting Billions, and you're talking about the TV show.
Says the man with the Louis Vuitton seats in his car.
Whatever.
All right, here we go. Story number two. My sources say that former Rockies slugger Andres Galarraga is in the headlines in Colorado because he is one of the few, at least a few vocal, who are opposing a new bill which would ban mountain lion, lynx, and bobcat hunting. Apparently, he thinks that's necessary where he lives. Chris Broussard, my source is good.
Oh, my God. Mountain lion.
I'm going to say true, just for the heck of it.
It sounds so ridiculous. I'm with Chris. I think it's true.
You sit on a throne of lies.
Who was it?
Nobody, as far as I know. Why would you oppose a bill that's preventing the killing of mountain lions?
Because you might like mountain lions. I don't know, man.
Rob G, what kind of life are you living?
I don't know. All right, here we go. Story number three. You guys are both
now
tied up.
Rob's going to be all self-conscious.
One apiece. Okay, my sources say that Odell Beckham Jr., who is now in the NFC Championship game, he signed a $750,000 deal to come to the Rams in free agency. Took half of that in Bitcoin. Since then, he has lost almost half of his salary because the price of Bitcoin has went in the crapper. Rob Parker.
I saw that happen to Bitcoin. It's a good time to buy right now, actually.
Rob Parker. Are my sources good?
I'm going to say false.
I think that's false because I think we would have heard. I didn't hear anything about him getting half his salary in Bitcoin. So I'm going to say false, too.
Really?
Jeez. You know, it gets even worse. I mean, Chris, you'll appreciate this as a rich man. Okay. His salary was $750,000. He took half of it in Bitcoin, which is already deflated from $64,000 a coin to $35,000 a coin. Okay.
Wow.
The California tax and federal in California, state tax, 50% based on his income. All right.
We already know that. God knows I live that every day.
Without taking into account his most recent bonus, he is currently netting on the season to play for the Rams $35,000.
What?
Because of how much he lost.
Wow.
Wow. Wow. Wow. 35. I mean, obviously, he still got his millions he made with Cleveland. Because didn't they give him $8 million?
Yeah,
almost
he's
to go
he's
away.
He's not hurting for money. He just tells you how quickly.
But yeah, I know you're trying to be hip. I'll take my cash the regular way.
You guys into the crypto?
Alex is. I know that.
It's a good
sure.
time oh, to
mad,
buy.
Mad
it's
crypto.
A great time to buy now.
NFTs
I might,
too.
I might have to dip my toe in the water.
I want an NFT of Rob Parker streets. In his high-end luxury vehicle. but park in front of a Marshalls. Like, I want a painting of that.
Right. In some Ross gear.
All right, here we go. Last one. Right. My sources say that Chargers chairman Dean Spanos is being sued by his nephews after he secretly diverted money from the family trust and locked them out of it. Rob Parker, my source is good.
That's true. That sounds like Dean Spanos. I'm sorry.
Jeez.
I want to say true, but for the sake of a decision, I'm going to say false.
Bro. Yeah.
I gave you that. That was a charity
win. Why is Dean
win?
Spanos taking strays from Rob Parker? That sounds like him. He seems like he divert money.
I'm sorry. I mean, it just sounds like something could be shaky there, Chris, you know? Odd Couple. Stick
Keep
and stay.
Locked.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 Gs in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.